The four-term president of the National Treasury Employees Union is stepping down. Colleen Kelly's been president of the organization for 16 years. She will retire next week after NTEU's annual convention. And here now to talk about some of the accomplishments and challenges during her tenure. Madam President, congratulations on a terrific career of public service to federal employees and the government and the taxpayers. Thank you for coming on today. As you think about the conclusion of your tenure at the top of this organization, what are some of the things that you're most glad about that you've had an opportunity to work on in your time as president? Thanks for coming on today.
Well, thank you, Francis, and thank you for those kind words and for your good wishes on my upcoming retirement. Although it is a little hard to imagine it's going to happen next week because, of course, you know, things keep coming at us nonstop. But the last 16 years have been very exciting ones and very challenging ones. I'm sure all federal employees would agree. When I think about the difference that we've made, and I think NTEU and our chapters and our leaders make a difference every day in the workplace for federal employees, protecting employees' rights and helping to create a workplace where federal employees want to continue to work for the federal government and where they can do the kind of really top-notch quality work that they're trying to do. Our successes and our fights have ranged from helping to protect Homeland Security employees' collective bargaining rights. Back in 2003, when they stood up that department, there was an effort to rewrite their entire personnel system that would have stripped them of their collective bargaining rights, and NTEU filed a lawsuit against that revamped system, and we won. And that has made a huge difference to those employees. We also fought, I can remember when the Bush administration first came in and trying to figure out what we could do together with them for federal employees. And working with the OPM director at the time, we identified flexible spending accounts. Now, that's something today most federal employees take for granted, that they can pre-tax their health insurance premiums and their out-of-pocket medical expenses just like every other taxpayer in the country can. But that was not the case up until 2001. And so I'm very proud of that and the fact that, like most things where we've been successful, they really are things today that unfortunately are taken for granted because many just don't remember when it was different. But I remember. and I do think that we have an awful lot to be proud of in our organization. And I think as challenging as the times have been, we surely have a long list of accomplishments. And I have no doubt that NTEU will continue those fights and those successes for federal employees. Once I'm retired, I know that they will, they're going to continue to do that.
What are some of the things that you, I know you're not sorry that you're retiring, or I imagine you're not, but what are some of the things that you're sorry you won't have a chance to see through to fruition or to conclusion?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask that question. There are a lot of things. The last 6 months in particular, I've said to people, you know, a lot of the negotiations that we've started, the grievances that we've started, the lawsuits that we filed, the legislation that we've tried to stop on Capitol Hill and the legislation we've tried to push on Capitol Hill, those are all things that I won't get to see through to fruition because so many things, you know, just take a long time in our world. But I'm glad that I had the opportunity to identify those issues, which come, of course, from federal employees. I spent about half my time traveling around the country, meeting with federal employees, with NTEU members, and that was really important for me to ensure that NTEU was working on the issues that matter the most to employees. And on all of those trips, they affirmed that over and over and over again, that you know we were doing the right things on their behalf, fighting for the right issues. And that really gave us the energy and the focus and the momentum to do what we do, whether it takes 6 months or 6 years in some cases to resolve those issues. So that has been strange, recognizing that a lot of these things that we're starting, even though I won't be here to see them through to fruition, as I tell my coworkers, I will read about them in Pittsburgh in retirement and cheer their successes when those things happen, and they will.
Yeah, you didn't contract Potomac fever for all the years you were here.
I did not.
I understand that you're very anxious to get back to Pittsburgh and spend time with your family and do all the things that you weren't able to do because you were traveling around to see all the locals all over the country.
Yeah, well, Pittsburgh is home, and as long as I've been in the D.C. area for 28 years, but when anyone asks me, you know, on airplanes, you have conversations, people say, where are you from? And for 28 years, I said Pittsburgh. So now retirement, really the best thing about retirement is that it's going to give me the opportunity to move back home and to be there with my family and to really be there every day. And that will probably take some adjustment for me and for them. I think it will be good.
Colleen Kelly's the president of the National Treasury Employees Union for at least a couple of more days. What's your official departure date, Colleen?
On August 13th, I will have the honor of swearing in my successor at our convention. So next Thursday, August 13th, there will be a newly sworn-in national president of NTEU.
What's the situation with the election for a new successor, Colleen?
It takes place on Tuesday at our convention, and there are four candidates for office. And I have endorsed one of the candidates, Tony Reardon. I have worked with him for 25 years, and he has worked for federal employees for 25 years. But the delegates will decide on Tuesday. That election takes place Tuesday afternoon.
How has the federal workforce changed in the 16 years that you've been involved? What did it look like, in your view, composition-wise, when you started, and how is it different today?
You know, without looking at statistics, just kind of anecdotally, I would say a lot of the occupations in the federal workforce are different today in that there are many more women in them than there were. That includes occupations like law enforcement, positions, you know, as well as your IT and technical accounting and legal positions. I would also say that in most agencies, because they have been so challenged for funding in the last few years in particular, that, you know, that we see large gaps in the workforce, age gaps, where there are many agencies now identifying the fact that they do not have a lot of employees currently on the rolls that are under the age of 30, maybe 35. And that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing for the agency. It's not a good thing for the country. You know, the agencies need the opportunity to be able to backfill their attrition hires, as well as as their missions grow, as their responsibilities grow, and they surely have for many agencies, they are not seeing the staffing coming along with it. So they're not getting the new generations in, as well as, you know, not kind of complementing and supplementing the expertise base that they have.
I know the history of your union is to represent primarily white-collar workers, but I imagine, a guess I would have at least, is that 16 years ago the federal workforce was somewhat more blue-collar than it is today.
You know, again, for instance, I'd probably have to look at numbers. But that's probably true. When you just think about, in general, technology, you know, and the things that have happened to streamline how the work's done, and also so much of the workforce that's in technology today, those positions didn't even exist in large numbers 16 years ago, and they sure do today, because more and more agencies, of course, are trying to keep up with, you know, the technology, and that's a challenge for the federal agencies because, again, they're dependent on the funding from Congress, and that just really has not been forthcoming either for staffing or for the technology that's needed.
So with any presidential transition, there's that handoff period where your team and your colleagues will inform the new president, whoever he or she may be, as to what is ahead of them, and there'll be a knowledge transfer and so on. Whichever of the candidates is elected at your convention next week, what are the couple of pieces of advice that you'll hand off to that person, Colleen?
Well, I will tell them, if they don't already know it, I will tell them that the NTEU staff are amazing and that they are an outstanding resource to federal employees and to our union. I would tell them, and I'm sure if they're running for this office, I hope they know this, that federal employees do incredible work every day, and they do it against great odds. I think we're very, very lucky to represent these hardworking federal employees, and I worry about whether or not they're going to continue to want to be a federal employee. So I hope that against all the challenges in the current environment in particular, that federal employees will hang in there and recognize that there are many of us who do value and respect the work they do, and we know what a difference it makes for our country. I would strongly suggest that they do travel and that they are out there meeting with our members and with our local chapters and our leaders to, because I think anybody who works in D.C. and who stays in D.C. and makes decisions in D.C. about places outside of D.C., I think that's very, very dangerous. I think the real world is outside that beltway, and I think it's really important that leaders be outside there and meeting with the real employees on the ground where they're doing the real work.
Well, I congratulate you on your tenure and the work that you've done on behalf of federal employees, and I wish you the very best in your retirement. And you have to promise me that you're going to figure out some kind of time and some kind of way that you can continue to be a guest on this program, because it's always a pleasure to have you on,
Colin. I appreciate that, Francis, and we'll see how that retirement goes, okay?
All right, I'm not putting that down as a definite yes, I have to admit. I hear a little skepticism there because I anticipate you'll be quite busy, but I thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Francis. I appreciate it.